Hanasel, General Secretary of the Socialist Party. The bosses have seen the COVID crisis as an opportunity to go on the offensive, to fire and rehire on worse terms and conditions. 12 million adults are struggling to pay their bills, and unemployment is soaring. We are heading towards an 11% contraction in the economy in 2020, the greatest in 300 years. The government is already making it clear that it is the working class that will be expected to pay for the aftermath of this crisis, starting with a public sector pay freeze. Worldwide, we are already seeing a series of tremendous movements in Hong Kong, Lebanon, Chile, Thailand, Belarus, Poland, Nigeria. Gigantic protest movements have shaken society. Of course, they all have different characteristics, but they also have features in common. In all of them, young people have been to the fore. They have united different sections of the working class across ethnic and racial divisions, and they have shown enormous courage. And they have been fueled by the economic impoverishment of the working class and young people. An essential part of the role of our party, the Socialist Party, is not just to support movements, but to point towards how they can win. We said from the start that Corbyn becoming Labour leader did not make Labour a workers' party. Rather, it had created two parties in one. There was still a pro-capitalist, privatizing, warmongering party that dominated the parliamentary Labour Party and the machine, and a potential anti-austerity party in formation around Corbyn. We welcomed that potential party, and we campaigned at every stage for what was necessary to win the battle against the pro-capitalist right. We take no pleasure whatsoever in the fact that our warnings have been proved correct, that retreat and compromise don't work, that the party right, and behind them the capitalist class, would only be satisfied with the annihilation of Corbynism, with driving it into the dirt. A council of war. So there now has to be an urgent discussion on how we can fight to solve the crisis of working class political representation. That's why we've raised that the left union leader should initiate a mass conference, a council of war, to bring together all of those who want to fight for a mass workers' party. It is vital that this not only includes those inside Labour, but also the left unaffiliated unions, the Socialist Party and other socialist organisations. It should be opened up to the many tens of thousands who are now flooding out of the Labour Party as individuals. And it is not just individuals. The Bakers Union is now launching a consultation on whether or not it should continue to be affiliated. There are those that say the best way forward is to stay and fight. In our view, if you are serious about that fight, you want to bring the people who are outside into the fight as well. Whether or not the workers' movement does what is necessary, whether or not the left acts at this point, the current, not very stable, but seeming surface stability in politics, is going to shatter. Tories in crisis. The Tories are in a serious crisis. Starmer is waiting in the wings, burnishing his credentials, how he would be a more reliable representative of capitalist interests than Johnson. It is not impossible that the crisis at the top of the Tories could lead to Starmer being drawn into government one way or another, long before the next scheduled general election. It is vital that industrial militancy also has a political arm, and this is the other side of the question of the need for a new mass workers' party. One of the employers that have fired and rehired is Tower Hamlets Labour Council. The workers there are doing all they can to fight industrially, but they would also be strengthened by being able to stand candidates against their Labour Council at the ballot box. Similarly, if London Mayor Sadiq Khan continues on his current path of not standing up to the Tories, presiding over attacks on the pay, jobs, and conditions of London's transport workers, then an important aspect of the fight back by the RMT, Unite and other unions, could be standing against him at the ballot box. Unite had already cut its affiliation fees before all this blew up as a means of trying to put pressure on Starmer. Some left-affiliated unions are now threatening to withhold money from next May's Labour local election campaigns. We would say that's positive, but why don't you take one step further and allow your local branches to take the decision that they can stand candidates, if they want to, in local elections against Labour councils where they are implementing cuts? If Labour councils follow what the Tories want, they will be implementing cuts worse than anything we have ever seen, and a chance to combat them at the ballot box would be very effective. That's why we propose to other participants in the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, most importantly the RMT, the Transport Workers Union, that we restart electoral activity in next May's local elections. So that even if the steps we want are not taken by other forces, TUSC can act as a banner for as many trade unionists, Black Lives Matter activists, community campaigners as possible. To come together and stand in defense of local services, jobs, pay and conditions, see also P9. A socialist program. There are different forces involved in TUSC, it's a coalition, we are united in an opposition to austerity and cuts. In the Socialist Party, we go further than that. It is our view, along with growing numbers of others, that capitalism itself means endless austerity, cuts and environmental degradation. It doesn't work. That is why we put forward a socialist program, because it is the way forward for humanity. That is why we call for the taking of the major corporations and banks out of private hands, in order to harness all the science, technique, human ingenuity and talent that exist, to develop a socialist planned economy. That is the only way to prevent environmental catastrophe, and to meet the needs humankind. It can't just be done from the top by a government, it requires an active movement of the working class. Even the capitalists themselves realize their system is in crisis, that it offers no future for the next generation. And that is why we are entering an era of mass revolt, of revolution, of enormous struggle. There will be opportunities in the era we are entering into, to build a mass force, capable of leading a movement, that can bring an end to capitalism, and begin to build a new socialist order. If you agree, join us in that struggle.